Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a quick shot of romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Becky.
So on this episode of A Quick Shot of Romance, we're reviewing Wild for You by Kristen Proby. It is book one in the Wilds of Montana series. Okay, I think that maybe I read a Kristen Proby back 2019, 2018, 2007. Like, it's been a minute.
Same. I think I read her a few years ago, but it wasn't something that stuck with me.
So she used to be a wide author, and she only in the last year, I think, has moved her books to Kindle Unlimited.
Okay.
And her audiobooks are wide distribution, but I just don't know that I sought her out because of her being a... It's not as accessible.
Yes.
And I do think... So I'm going to do the stats rundown and then, because I think this is connected to another of her series.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, we'll link the synopsis of this book on our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. The release date for this is January 30th of 2024. Tropes, single dad, he's a widower. Nanny, close proximity. There is suspense with a stalker and kidnapping. Small town. I would say it's a modern Western. He's a rancher, but he owns the ranch. Like, it's a family ranch, a large ranch. Age gap. The series is The Wilds of Montana. This is book one. They're interconnected standalones. Dual first-person point of view. Put-out percentage was 47%. I did listen to the audiobook. It was Sebastian York and Emma Wilder. So I just want to say, I recently listened to another small-town romantic suspense book, Nanny Single Dad, that Sebastian York also narrated. And they kind of...
Well, then it sounds the same, even.
They kind of blended together. And lots of similarities. So we'll talk about that in just a second. There is no third act breakup because we have the suspense plot. Content warning, there is a stalker.
He's not a very scary stalker, if that makes a difference.
Okay, so I do have to say a couple of things. One, small town romances. I think I'm burnt out.
Fair. They're kind of saturated.
And I feel bad saying that because overall this... So I will say there were no plot holes in this story. Was it the best romantic suspense I've ever read? No. I'm a little confused. So our hero's name is Remington. Our heroine's name is Erin. Erin is from Seattle. She comes to Montana on a family vacation. One of her cousins has a condo up in the mountains. They've come skiing. She falls in love with this small town. She's kind of at odds and ends and not sure what she wants to do with her life. So she decides to stay in the small town.
Right. Like, she doesn't even go back home to, like, pack. She just
stays.
Yep.
She gets a town at the small, at the town bakery, or she gets a job in the town bakery. She finds a place to rent. It's a cute little place above an older gentleman. And I think she's young. She's like 24, right?
Yeah, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, freshly graduated from college, trying to figure out her life. Yeah.
And we learn very quickly that she has some famous members in her family.
Right. It seems like there's quite a few. Yeah, that's where I'm guessing the tie-ins come in.
So based on what she says, I believe that, like, her uncle is a rock star that's in Kristen Proby's rock star series. Her dad is a former NFL football star. I believe he has a book in Kristen's Seattle football series. So this is kind of a next gen. I will give props that this is next gen in a new place.
Right. Yes. So you don't need to know the characters, because I didn't.
No, you don't, and I don't know them either, but I don't need their backstories because really this series is focusing on the Wilds
right.
of siblings, the five of them, and not so much on Erin Montgomery and her famous family. So I did like that. I did like that this is a second gen, but it's fresh, and I didn't have to have read anything previous. It's not in the same small town. It's not in the same area. You know, we're not inundated with past characters from those other series.
Right. Yeah, because we get bad, but we kind of like get his personality spelled out on the page, so we don't need to know his story.
No. So Remington, our single dad, he has two adorable kids. He's taking over the family ranch from his father. He's the oldest sibling. And Erin is friends with Remington's younger sister. But I guess, I guess it'd be her best friend in Montana, but they've only been friendly right. for a couple months.
Right. Because they work together too, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They work at the bakery, at the coffee shop together. So I like the way the world building is done for this book.
I would agree. That was kind of what kept me like invested was there. I mean, there's a lot of world building going on in this book.
But it didn't feel sloggy or like I was being like the quirky community was shoved down my throat or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like we got some of the mean moms and we, you know, we got some other little things.
Yeah, and there's the characters, like, are unique enough that they don't blend together. Like, you have the gentleman that, I can't remember his name, like, the old guy she's renting the room from, like, he's pretty pivotal in the story.
Yeah. Well, and so she's living in Montana. She's doing fine existing, making ends meet with her salary and what little savings she has. She doesn't, like, talk about a trust fund or anything like that. She has some car trouble, and she knows that she can call her, is it her stepfather or is it her father?
That is a good question. Now that I think about it.
I feel like it might be her stepfather. I don't know. Maybe not. Listen, maybe. Okay. So here's the problem. The small town Westerns are blending together. And even if we, and we'll focus on the suspense here in a second, they all have the same vibes. They're easy reading.
Yeah, that's, I listen to the audio. I'm not normally an audio listener, but I listen to the audio while doing chores. Like it wasn't something that I had to like soak up every single detail.
They're not reinventing the wheel. The vibes and the dynamic are pretty much the same. You know, we get the moment out on the ranch where she falls in love with the land or has ideas. You know, I will say the kids were age appropriate. I didn't feel like they were aged up or aged down. I think their behaviors were on par.
Right. They're well-behaved kids, but yes, yeah. I agree.
Well, and I'm intrigued by the parents and the other siblings. Like, I'm excited. I will read more in this series, but I don't think this is a series I could binge. And I really am finding that I have to take a break between small-town romances.
Right, because like you said, then they all blend together, and then you get confused, like, whose, like, backstory belongs to who, and...
So, and I do think that we are going to see a rise in romantic suspense over the next couple, over the next 6 to 8 months. In the romance or in the publishing genre, thrillers and horror are having a pickup. And if you look at books like Butcher and the Blackbird that are getting picked up, they have those thriller elements, right?
Right.
And I think the answer is going to be romantic suspense. Now, I know nothing about Kristen Proby's backlist. This was not a great suspense book.
No, it was not.
First of all, our heroine, Erin, she part of her wanting a fresh start and coming to Montana is She had had a stalker in college.
Right, and that's kind of where the like her family like dynamic comes into play, because like she's not on social media because of the stalker, and the stalker was related to like the fame of her family.
Right. So he was a super fan of her dad. He stalked her on social media, ended up assaulting her. He gets put in jail. And so her cousins are like, oh, yeah, you should see this over on so cousin X's Instagram. He bought a new motorcycle or something. So she decides to get a private to create an Instagram account that's private. But if he found her, then how did I.
Yeah, there's some.
The suspense was not good. And also, she
No.
was kind of too stupid to live for the fact that she did not recognize her stalker. Okay, spoiler, sorry. Anyway,
I recognized him before she did.
I'll put that in the show notes that we do spoil the book. Yeah, like how do you not know that?
Right?
How is
Like,
his picture, even with a beard and longer hair?
I agree.
And I just don't feel like, and again, I know nothing about Kristen Proby, but I don't feel like this is not necessarily her lane that she likes. Like she was trying for something and it doesn't work.
Right. It's got the points. Like, there's the stalker, there's the kidnapping-ish element, there's like her being saved, all of the like points are there. They're just not very intense.
Well, they're not intense. And see, I think it would have made more sense. Like, in my head, like the fact that she didn't recognize the stalker kind of threw me off for a minute because I thought, okay, maybe he's been hired by the
Right.
stalker
That's
to
yes.
stalk her. And all of a sudden, like they're in the apartment and the real stalker is going to show up and the other guy is going to be dead on the floor. Like a,
Right.
and like a placeholder. And I'm like, oh, that would have been a great twist. Like adding more layers to the suspense. But as it's written right now, the suspense was kind of sad.
Yeah, it's a little like anticlimactic. Like, you get there and you're like, well, yeah.
Saw that one coming. And again, the story is not bad. It just wasn't
No.
original.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
And there's some other brothers that are in this book that I'm very interested are in this series, I think. His brothers are going to be
Right.
really, really interesting. There's one brother that's a billionaire that's made all this money as a hedge fund investor, and he's coming back to Montana, but I think he's got to be broke or something. He's
You think
running from
so?
something.
Yeah, because he was like, I gotta stay here now. But he's building a house, isn't he? So
I don't know. There's something there. Honest to God, I really would just rather have these be small town romances. And I hope she doesn't try to do any more suspense.
yeah, well, another brother is a cop, and it seems like the lady that he is interested in has maybe some like past domestic violence, or like she seems a little skittish.
The
So
next book
like,
in the series is Chasing Wild, a small town law enforcement romance.
yeah,
And I
so
think that's another problem that I'm having. To be honest, that's part of the reason that I struggle with Katherine Cowell. It's part of the reason I cannot read Corinne Michaels. The small town copaganda. It's
yeah,
just wears on you.
because I mean, it's different in a small town, right? Like,
Right.
than it is in a city, like way different.
I just feel like every one of these small, and I get it, it's fiction. This is not real life. But why can't they be a firefighter? I think that's part of the reason, although I did love what Maggie Gates did in her small town first responder series. The first hero is a police officer, but we don't get
That's
him
true.
as a police officer. He's injured.
Making him as a patient.
Right. So I guess if I know there are police officers in small towns, but does every one of your series, small town series, have to have a law enforcement person? It just gets to be, They all feel the same. The characters blend together. And I think that that's, again, kind of my hang up. They all start to feel the same.
Yeah, and I mean that's a good point because like not every small town is the same, like, right?
Well, and I have to assume that the small town in Montana is about the size of like Arlington here in Hancock County. 3,000 residents in a very small, like, area.
Yeah, it's like Oak Harbor.
They do not have a in-town police officer. It's patrolled by the county sheriff.
Okay. Well, we have in-town police officers.
Aren't you fancy?
Oh, yeah. I
And are
mean,
they hot?
no, they're all older.
Anyway, I guess so. The book was good. It was a solid, it was an easy read. So if you are looking just for surface page turner, don't care if the suspense is a little lackluster, then ch check this out because it wasn't a bad read. It
No,
just
like,
hit some marks that I'm kind of bored with.
yeah, I would say the same. Like, if you compare it to TV, it's like something you leave on in the background, right? And like,
Right.
kind of do something that's mind-numbing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll probably check out like one or two of the other books, depending
Yeah.
on who's in it. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by the sister. I'm intrigued by the billionaire brother. The law enforcement doesn't really scream to me, so maybe I'll skip book two. I don't know. But I do think this is a series I could not binge.
No.
I don't feel like this is a bingeable series.
Yeah, unless that's like your jam, like small town. Like it's definitely like hits the mark for small town.
Yeah. I mean, I used to put on The Big Bang Theory and watch like 20 episodes and not retain anything. It's a good phone scroller, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Jenny, thank you so much for reading Wild for You by Kristen Proby.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, everyone, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.